All right, after the closing jingle, stick around. We have a really cool interview with Kelly Kapowski, actress Tiffany Amber Thiessen from Saved by the Bell and millions of other shows is going to be joining us, so stick around for that. She's very awesome. Like, you're going to fall in love with her. Again, it's right after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how
we get the podcast.
The podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
It's the podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
That's pretty good. I like that one a lot. Yeah.
You're just a little giggle box.
Kind of reminds me of Tommy Boy.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
All right, so what's giggle box from?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I was going to say it was one of those videos that we were watching in the studio, but I really don't remember. And it's okay.
It's fine.
It's okay. I was searching for a good gold today, and I was like, yeah, that's perfect.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
Do you guys ever date someone like that?
No. You said, would I or did I?
Did you?
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
That's annoying.
Hi, Carson.
Hello.
You're not giggle box.
Oh, gosh. Did you see your face? You are. You're a little giggle box.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
Yeah.
Oh, boys.
Boys will be boys.
Oh, you.
Oh, stop it.
Hold on while I fold my arms and tilt my head judgingly.
The world is so crazy. I've been sitting here watching the Gaza bombing. There's like a quadcast. It's four different web stream, like webcams, on one screen. You're watching war happen live.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen, but I can't turn it off. I mean, I have, so we could do the podcast, but it's like, it's very...
Have you caught anything?
No. No. What? I'll hear, because they have the sound, I'll hear like emergency vehicles going by, ambulances and whatever, but I'm not catching any of the, you know, the... what you would call the highlight clips from the news. And I hate saying highlight because there's people dying. But yeah, you know what I mean. Like the sexy sizzle stuff that you see whenever you turn on Fox or CNN or whatever. It's like, man, we're messed up. I mean, the fact that here I was for about 45 minutes watching war happen live. We're kind of in a weird place society-wise.
You mean you? What do you mean we?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not watching this.
Not one person
there
here did that but you.
200,000 other people. Okay. There were 200,000 other people watching live.
Yeah, well, if they told you to go jump off a bridge.
I'm just saying. It's just like I fell into it, and I couldn't turn away because you're like, you never know what's going to happen next. You have that weird little FOMO that we're conditioned to.
No, I'm good with missing out on beheaded babies.
Yeah, and that's not what I'm talking about. No, these are like overview shots like of the city. So if something were to get bombed, you would see it.
Someone like you, because you're normally such a giggle box.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
That's good stuff. Carson, do you have friends who are like that? Girlfriends who are like that?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
That's a shock. I can't see you hanging out with the Gigglebox person.
Yeah, it's like everybody brings their own thing to the party, and you really understand that. I think it's a sign of maturity when you have to realize that you get the good with the bad. And there are some Gigglebox that I'm like, oh, I got to push back from the table. I've had enough of you for today, but let's pick this up in 10 days when I have reset my clock and we can go again.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. And it's also, it shows a lot about you, how, you know.
Look at me.
Emotionally
maturing.
Intelligent you are.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you all moved in now?
No, I have the junk haulers coming. And I have, I'm going to say one carload, but I got a big TV.
It was supposed to be one carload yesterday.
It was supposed to be one. Yeah. Look, man. And then I realized, there were two bins under the bed. Oh, those need to come. Okay. And I still have two shelves on a bookcase of books that I've been dreading the books because, you know, you pack books. They're so heavy.
Yeah.
And so those are the ones I, of course, keep leaving for last. So I have to get two shelves of books out and then two bins, a small-ish E table, and the TV. The TV's the big guy.
My question is, what do those books mean to you? Because somebody might be getting a donation.
No, these are, like, I have one autographed by Paul Stanley of Kiss.
Okay, that's
I have
different.
One autographed from Sybil Shepherd. They're very rare, hard-to-find pieces about the Roman Empire.
See, now we know who thinks about the Roman Empire.
Yeah,
it's not us dudes. It's Carson.
Me.
We knew it was Carson,
we knew
though.
It.
Yep, yep. I have a lot of stuff. Again, weird volumes about the American Revolution. So,
have you ever watched Turn, the series?
Yes, okay. Yeah.
The best,
it
by
is,
the way.
Yeah, Turn
if
was
If there
great.
Is anybody looking for some new show to binge, it's only four seasons, and it is the best. There are a couple little things where they'll embellish a little bit because they're fleshing out characters. But basically, almost all of it happened almost exactly the way that it went down on the show. You know, again, they combined characters. It's kind of like Jack and Rose on the Titanic.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
things happened, but they had to put these characters into those situations.
So it turns about the American Revolution?
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah, and okay. It's amazing.
It's so good.
Like, it made me go down this crazy little path of discovering the whole Washington
We saw how that went 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. But no, like, George Washington was a genius in the way he set up his spy networks. The way that he did all kinds of things. I mean, he was using prostitutes and housekeepers and all this to gather intel from the British because they were living here in America, you know, and they're so they had these people.
Plucky little colonists getting it done.
Yeah. They
loved
they,
it.
It was crazy. And yeah. It's such a good show. And, you know, again, if you're looking for something to binge, I think it's on Netflix right now. If not, it's on one of the streaming services.
Yeah, because I think initially
Turn.
It was on AMC.
Yes.
And so I believe AMC, you can go into their archives and at least possibly find it there, too.
And it's got a great soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It's the whole soundtrack of the show is very, like, the Civil Wars kind of music and all that.
Well, you get the fife and drums.
Yeah.
It's fife
yeah.
and drums.
It's so
Which is
great.
Always great music, but...
Yeah, I've been looking for a something since, like, I guess Stranger Things is one of the things I've kind of got into as a series.
Yeah, it's most, back again?
No, it's the last one I set up.
The most recent one I watched was the limited series of Justified City Primeval, which was great.
I've never watched Justified.
You'd love it.
Really?
You'd love it.
I started watching The Flash not too long ago, the
okay.
little CW series, and it's pretty good. I got to season three, and I'm like, it's kind of losing me. But I've heard that it does come back around and it gets better again. So I don't know. But I like it better than the Flash movie, which wasn't bad. But mm-hmm. I don't like the actor who plays the Flash in the movie. I like the guy on the TV show better.
Oh, I started American Horror Story Coven, which I know 10 years later. I decided to get in. But it was because I was looking for something spooky to watch. And that one is set in New Orleans. And so I'm like, yeah, I'll watch it. And look, it's loosely historic. You get, you know, Marie Laveau and stuff like that in there. But it's very much made for drama. And then all of a sudden, I go to pull up Netflix or Hulu, and Netflix says, did you want to watch our new show, The Fall of the House of Usher? And I was like, oh, yes!
Like about the dude, the singer? What?
No.
No, Bubba's
oh,
here.
No, I
He's
thought, it,
than
I
that.
Thought, no, I don't know, yes, what is the of House of Usher?
It is an Edgar Allan Poe story, and I love Poe, and it is, but it's set today, so it's loosely, it's an interpretation, but the first episode, I am hooked. One of the guys from, I think he's like Yellowstone or something is on it, and like the actors are all pretty good, but it just, right out of the gate, the first episode, it's creepy, but not scary, so I like that, because I'm living alone in this place, I haven't been very long, and I don't have a security system anymore, so I'm like, every noise makes me jump. So I want spooky. I don't want scary.
So what's the difference between creepy and scary?
Like American Horror Story Coven is scary because there's jump scares.
Mm.
So something will pop out or things get dark and then something, like, you know, lights turn on. This one is more setting a mood. It's gothic-y.
I don't like any of that stuff. I get freaked out.
I'm with Bubba on that. I can't watch any of it.
Anything scary I can't watch. I do not like any of that stuff. And even, I was watching Hubie Halloween.
I watched that the other night. I'd never seen it. It's a little scary.
There were jump scares. I'm like going, don't do this to me, Hubie.
Again, I watched it going, oh, I can't go to bed after watching that episode of Coven. And so I'm on Netflix like, what's Kid Halloween? And they're like, Hubie Halloween. I'm like, okay. And then No, we're in a cornfield.
Yeah.
And there's mist and it's dark. That's not, I was a little.
Have you seen Hubie Halloween?
Adam Sandler?
Yeah,
I saw it last year.
It's so funny and silly.
It's really done well.
I didn't think I was going to enjoy it the way I did.
It was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
But it was a little too scary for me. That's where my brain is. I'm like, I watch Harry Potter. I'm like, that's scary Potter for me.
You're watching live coverage of a war zone, but yet the scary movie, nah.
There's no jump scares.
Not for you.
Hubie gets you.
So fascinating.
Those people on the ground might be a little jumpy. Oh. I don't know.
So anyway, you'll be moved in all by what, next week, you think?
I think this weekend. Well, I only have the place through the weekend, so I have to be.
Oh, you better hurry up. Yeah. Hey, what'd your neighbors say about you leaving? I know that you're
coming. Do you know
none of them have approached me? I've heard nothing from Daryl. Like, I pull in, every day my stress comes back that I'm going to pull up and he's in my parking spots because that's part of my complaint. Nope, my parking spot's wide open and both his vans are there, but he has never once popped that out, even when the movers showed up.
Well, you know what I think it could be? He might be thinking, oh, good, I'm about to be out of the danger zone because his dog bit you.
Yeah.
You still have time to press charges if you so felt.
That's true.
So if he stays low and lays low, then he's staying out of your crosshairs.
I would agree with you for people that are like us. But I don't
like
think
aware?
He doesn't feel that way. Because I think I told you about a week afterwards, he came over and was like, hey, Carmen, I've been meeting, like, you okay after my dog? I'm like, yeah, dude. I mean, my finger's still got bandages all over it. But, like, I felt real bad. It's like, okay. How everything else going? All right, so no self-awareness. He is not worried. What am I going to sue him for? His work van? The thing was rusted out in one of my parking spots for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but
it didn't. It had no tires.
Yeah, but don't you want to do that van life? I mean, the last I heard, you were looking for a van. Not that one.
The smells coming out of his apartment or his condo, like that. I can't only imagine what that van smells like. It's like just cigarettes and weed and ugh.
He may not want to say anything to you because he's glad that you're finally leaving.
He probably is.
You're the problem.
It is. I am that uptight girl.
He can't wait till you're gone because he is going to sit his van in your parking space.
He is, man.
He's going to straddle a couple lines. He might even park it horizontally against the lines.
You mean the way I do?
Oh, do you do that?
I used to, because I had two parking spots, and I would get so irritated when I would come home, and he'd be, like, in one of them. So I just started, like, backing my car across both of them. And one day he's like, I like how you park. It makes it easy for me to park. I'm like, I'm like, yeah, I just need you to stay out of my spots, brah.
Yeah, he's definitely glad you're gone. Now that we're getting on the story. Yeah. Everyone
around you. One day I was packing up the back of my car. I was going to a friend's house, and I had a cake, and I'm putting it in the back. And I think he was trying to talk to me, and I didn't hear him because my head's, like, you know, in the back of my car. And I come out. He's like, I was asking you a question. I'm like, oh, hey, yeah. And he's like, you going to a party? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, that's it. And I was like, okay. And I, like, walked around my car, and I heard him utter an expletive in my direction.
What?
And, yeah, he called me a B-word. And
boy?
Beautiful?
Amazingly enough, no. I mean, Happy Halloween called me a witch, but not exactly.
Gotcha.
And witch. So yeah, that's. But then I had to take him to the gas station because he ran out of gas. And ever after that, I was fam. I wasn't family. I was fam. He would see me, be like, "What up, fam?" I'd be out walking my dog, and be like, "Fam," and I'm like, "Oh, I don't know what is worse." I don't. I really don't. So.
How about the guys who want to know what your Wi-Fi was they could use?
They actually stood outside and watched my movers while they were chain smoking. And but I don't. They never said anything to me anyway. So.
Except for whenever they wanted
Wi-Fi.
They
wanted my Wi-Fi. That was it. And yeah, otherwise.
So you're liking the new place that you're in now, right?
Yeah, a lot. So. I open my door. I can let the air in.
It's kind of fancy. You got kind of a fancy place.
It is kind of fancy. I know. It's a little. I had a little panic attack about it the other day. I'm like, what did you do? What did you do? Can you afford this? What were you thinking? And then now I'm looking at the pile of boxes going, what were you thinking? Where are you going to put all this garbage?
Yeah. Moving is the worst.
It's the worst.
Speaking of garbage, I moved into my house and I never. Set up like sanitation stuff. Like I don't have a garbage I don't have a garbage can outside or any of that stuff.
Oh, do you have to pay to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
At my place, yeah.
Yeah,
so
I didn't know.
I never set any of that up. So what I've been doing is late at night, I go to my old apartments and I throw my garbage away.
Do you guys want to know what I did yesterday?
Yeah.
So I cut up a bunch of moving boxes and I put them in my car and I came here after hours because the people behind us have dumpsters.
I've been thinking about that.
And
if I get stopped at the other place, I'm going to start down there.
So I come after hours and they have a recycling dumpster and that's where all my moving boxes went.
I was telling somebody about how I didn't have the thing and what I was going to do. And they said, well, why don't you just bring your garbage to work? I'm like, I can't because at work, they don't empty the garbage.
Yeah, no, but the dumpster's over here.
Yeah.
The ones that they
always have pulled out to where you can't even get around them sometimes.
Yep. So yeah. I watched one day, I was going to get in my car and some work truck pulled up. And it was some beverage company. And the guy starts dumping... you know, they have like the cardboard and then the plastic where he obviously had taken whatever the cans were and loaded them somewhere. So he has all these empties in there.
He's tossing them there?
He's tossing them there. The woman came out and started yelling at him.
Ooh.
And made him fish them all out.
Oh, wow.
And I just sat there and I'm like, okay, now we know. After hours or before hours?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do it on, like when we walk in, we come in early. And so I'll have my little bag of trash and I'm like, choo.
How does that place have two dumpsters? Because they have two.
I know.
But I've never seen them do anything.
Yeah,
they bet to pay for it.
Because then there's another place that's behind us and they have a dumpster. Theirs is always locked. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but I have. I check. I know where things need to go.
That's where you need a padlock shim.
Wow.
Just saying.
Well, my boy's over here. He's on it, man. He's got quad view, man. Hamas. He's got some kind of tool to... he's ready to go, man.
Well, that is one of the side effects. And they don't tell you about that, but like whenever you become a firefighter, you learn how to get into stuff because you have to do wellness checks. You have to get into buildings. You have to control the door, the flow path, all that kind of stuff. So you want to do the least amount of damage when you're, especially like in a fire situation, so you don't take a door off the hinges. Otherwise, you're just pumping air into the fire, making it worse. So, yeah, you have ways to get in to doors, and you're good.
That's interesting.
It is very interesting.
Yeah, I never really thought about all the different – you got to be thinking – I mean, you got to be – when you pull up to a house, you have to think about like
– you have to size it up.
Yeah, like where all the places air can come in
and out,
I guess.
You see people – like a lot of big rookie mistake is people go and immediately start busting out windows so they can put water into the house. Like from the yard, you know, while they're trying to get everybody all suited up. Maybe there's, you know, guys that are still, you know, getting off the trucks. So they're like, oh, I'm going to start hitting it from the yard. You knock out a window. Now the problem is you cannot stop that flow path, that oxygen from getting into that fire. And, you know, smoke is unspent fuel. So that smoke is just waiting for the right mixture for it to ignite. And boom, you got a problem.
Oh.
You've just made it way worse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, you do control the flow path. Like a lot of times you can go up onto the roof, cut a hole in the roof. That way it keeps it going up and out instead of spreading, you know, horizontally. There's a lot of crazy.
I've seen them where they're cutting roof with a chainsaw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get up there with a chainsaw.
That's why.
Yep.
And I guess you can put.
You can, again, control it. You can. What's cool is you can, if you've got a ladder, you can put water in through there as well. I mean, you've got all kinds of options, but it's mainly to control the flow path to keep that fire basically going in one direction, and you're basically telling the fire where to go.
Wow, that's interesting.
And sleep with your bedroom doors closed.
Mm.
You can literally Google fire bedroom door closed, and it'll show a ton of samples. I mean, your house can look like a burnt piece of toast, but if you have your bedroom door closed, you open that room up and you're like, oh my gosh, it looks like nothing happened here.
I've seen that.
It's, you know, I mean.
What about the, bowling ball in the attic?
Oh, the bowling ball. Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
That is a thing.
Wait, what is, I've never heard of that.
So a lot of people take heavy stuff, not just bowling balls, but all kinds of things. They'll take heavy things and they'll put it in their attics. Well, whenever you're hitting the ceilings with all this water, you know, that drywall basically on your ceilings is going to get weak. So, you know, that most of the boards that we have in our attics are, you know, manufactured wood. So it's glued. When that glue gets hot, it melts and it fails. So you'll have guys who are in a house, and all of a sudden, bowling balls are dropping down and hitting them in the head. And things. Yeah, it's just, there's a lot of weird stuff. Or people who put guns in between their mattresses, you know, it'll go off from the heat or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, there's guys crawling around because it's not like in the movies. You don't fight you can later, but initially, most of the time, you're going in on your hands and knees. Mm. So, yeah, there's...
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
And all that gear and all that weight and the heat.
The worst is not being able to see. I didn't realize I was claustrophobic until you go into something and you don't know where you're going and you're having to basically follow the hose. You're dragging the hose in with you, but that is also your lifeline to get back out, because if you need to, you just retrace where the hose is.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can't see. It's not like the movies at all.
Shane Fretz was that's his credo.
What?
Follow the hose?
Yeah. I'm not saying it was the podcast, but now it's over.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
Sorry, I have to go. I gotta go see my dad. Yeah. I'm gonna check up on him.
What is the latest on him? Okay, so he had a couple issues where it got worse for a little bit, right?
Yeah, he's had a kind of a rough go of it. Yeah, they said, I wish I had never told him that. They said, most people are a day and a half in the hospital, tops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going on a week and two days. Mm-hmm. He'll probably go another 4 days, if I had to guess. Mm-hmm. He just had a bad reactions and stuff, so.
But he's doing better today?
Yeah, yesterday he had a really good day. It was much better. And so I don't know today, so I'm going to try and get out over there and see him.
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe going to see my parents this weekend, too. So.
Yeah, you should at least call him or whatever. Yeah. Or you can FaceTime him and let your dad show you his side ear? Of his face.
What is it with dads when they FaceTime and they do this?
Dad has no idea what FaceTime is. So yeah.
Really?
As an Android.
Have something though.
But yeah, Duo or whatever.
Yeah, we have video calling.
Yeah, we have video calling.
I've never used it.
Ours is native.
If it's not one of the numbers on the, he has no idea.
Yeah, right.
He was so mad that he got a touch phone.
Was he?
Oh yeah, he was so happy with his flip phone.
No.
And then they ended up giving him like a whatever Samsung from like 1998, and he just hates it.
Did you get it for free?
Yeah, I think it was a hand-me-down from my sister or something like that.
Yeah, it's like dad getting going from an iPhone for 10 years to an Android. Son, I don't know. Well, I need you. I don't know what any of this is. And I'm like, well, I don't either. So it's the blind and the blind here. By the way, his hearing is getting better. That's good. His hearing got way worse coming after surgery.
Really?
Yeah, it was like noticeably worse. So my dad has two hearing aids. In one ear, he can't hear anything at all.
Just like Gary from The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, that's right. And he could still talk to him in a room. Oh, after he came out of surgery, he had to I have to get right next to his ear, like within 6-8 inches or so, and yell like, they're firing up, Jones. That kind of loud. And I talked to the doctor about it. I go, man, it's way, way worse. He goes, that's because all the things he's had in his throat, like all the tubes and that kind of stuff, it makes all that your throat get swollen. And there's like some kind of...
The eustachian tubes that come out of your ears that go down into your...
In your throat.
Yeah.
And it gets... everything gets swollen and they kind of get covered up and it gets... Mm. And he goes, it's kind of like when you get sick and you feel like you have your ears over your hands over your ears.
Mm-hmm.
My dad goes, that's exactly it. Yeah. So, but as it's going down, his hearing's getting better.
Is he still popular at the hospital?
Oh, my God. I walked in the last time, he's having a good day. And... there's two nurses in there. He says, son, I've already told them I'm married. Said, yeah? Didn't matter, though, did it? Not these women, son. not these.
Not these women.
It's like, all right, Dad. But yeah, they all love him.
All right, well, have a good visit with your dad, and hopefully you get the whole weekend with him and all that. Yeah. And. We'll see you guys on next week's podcast. Anybody else got anything else?
Yep. Be careful. Be safe. We love you.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show. on the radio every day.
Oh, you're a little giggle box.
That's a good one.
I have a hard time not calling her Amber. Like, you know, like we're about to bring on Tiffany Thiessen, and yes. I want to say Tiffany Amber Thiessen. And let me go ahead and bring her on to the show. Hi, Tiffany. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing really well. I was just discussing with everyone that I'm having a hard time not throwing in the Amber in there because growing up, you were Tiffany Amber Thiessen. And I know you're Tiffany Thiessen yes. now, and you're all grown up, and you're a lady, and you've got a family and all this wonderful stuff.
But here's the thing. Legally, my name is Tiffany Amber Thiessen. It says it right. I mean, it doesn't actually say Thiessen on my driver's license anymore because I'm married, but Amber is still in the middle of my name. That is correct. So it's not like it's a lie.
Okay, so I'm not going to get in trouble for bringing it up then.
No, not at all.
So you're talking to us about a cookbook, which, by the way, you did the series Dinner at Tiffany's, which was super cool back in the day.
I loved it. I loved it.
Oh, thank you. I had a lot of fun doing it, too. It was super fun.
What was
that? That was one of those jobs that I got to hang out with friends and eat good food that I cooked and drank on camera. That was awesome.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is what was the catalyst? Like, how did that even come about? And I know it's not on anymore. It used to be on the Cooking Channel.
Cooking Channel and Food Network. You know, it was one of those ideas. I was actually living in New York City doing another show for that I did for years called White Collar, And I just had this idea because I love food, and I've always had a passion for food and cooking since I was young. And I walked into the network and was like, can I pitch a show to you guys? And that's what I did.
And it worked. It was great. We all loved it. Like, yeah. They should bring it back and, like, put it somewhere, like, on Netflix or something, because there's so many great episodes. You always had, like, different co-stars and friends, like you mentioned a minute ago. And it was just cool. It was fun.
It was fun. Yeah, it was really fun. I know. I'm trying to come up with I've got a couple other food shows in development that is happening. So hopefully one will land soon for you guys to see. So I got some good ideas coming.
I actually heard that it's really hard to get a food show on like the Food Network and stuff because they don't want shows about actual cooking. They want shows that are food adjacent. In other words, like things
it's
that are
funny.
Like
TV is very, you know, TV is very interesting. It's changed a lot, you know, and it's like game shows and food game shows and, you know, all this kind of stuff. It's all very, very different. But funny enough, it's not the food I like to watch personally. I actually like the more docuseries and the fun, and we'll see. We'll see what happens.
So let's talk about, here we go again. It's a way to level up your leftovers. And growing up poor, my mom never threw anything away. Therefore,
I had the same household.
Yeah, I can't throw anything away. And I get so upset when I see anybody throw food away. I'm like, no, wait. Breaks my heart.
Me too. I agree, and I've really tried to instill the importance in my children, hence why I wanted to create a book that I had never seen before, where it really tries to just, you know, show people that you can look at your food that you already have in your fridge and your pantry slightly differently before you throw it away. 40% of food gets thrown away and wasted in our society, which is just mind-boggling to think about. So I just really wanted to showcase, and the fact that food's expensive right now. Like, everything is so expensive. So we could actually really help our budget if we really kind of reinvented the stuff that we already have. So that's really the reason why I wanted to come up with the book.
So what are some of the highlights? So what's an easy thing for us to do with a little bit of leftovers?
To start, I would say the breakfast for pizza, the pizza for breakfast sandwich. Everybody has leftover pizza, right? And look, I'm someone who loves cold pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even need to reheat it, but this takes pizza on a whole nother level that you can have for breakfast or even dinner. And it's easy, and it's got ingredients that most people already have in their fridge, and it's awesome.
You had me at pizza. But I'm in.
So is the pizza in the middle, or is the pizza two slices making the sandwich?
No, that's the thing. So you're taking only one slice of pizza for the bottom part. You're adding a fried egg, a little fresh ricotta, crispy pancetta. You're adding fresh basil, and you're putting a whole nother layer of crispy cheese on top that's kind of the topping.
Wow.
Bubba is stunned, and he's like, guess what I'm going home to make?
Yeah, I haven't had breakfast yet, so I'm thinking about this, and I'm like, I feel
you definitely need to go grab some pizza.
Wow, that is great. Okay, so where is the book available? How do people find it?
It is literally available anywhere where books are sold, but if you need direct links for places, you can also go onto my socials or my website, and I have all the links there.
Speaking of your socials, you posted something in the recent past and you were like, hey, just so you know, like, look, I know you've watched me grow up and, you know, we looked a certain way when we were younger, but, you know, we've all gotten older and, you know, just have to expect that. And I'm like, I just feel like you need to know, Tiffany, that you don't age. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you, like, I look
do
at you.
Age,
no,
that's
no,
the
ma'am.
Thing I want people to know I have age.
I mean, you
have
but. Like,
and my chin is sagging.
I don't use this.
And my boobs are a little lower than they used to be when I was in my 20s.
Mine too.
Okay, smoke show. but no, it was lovely that you posted that. But I'm like, I mean, have you seen you though?
I have, and I've seen those lines, and I'm okay with it. That's all I'm saying. Like, I feel like. These days, I'm hoping, and I just saw, like, Pam Anderson in Paris, you know, wearing no makeup on, and I was like, you go, girl. Mm-hmm. Like, she was, like, and I've always thought she was so beautiful, and I just love that she's doing what I also believe in and just really embracing instead of trying to chase the years away. Like, she's embracing it. Like, these lines I created with all the memories of giving birth to my children and laughing with my husband and crying over certain things, like, you know, those are all earned, and it's like a badge of honor, really, in my opinion.
No, you're killing the game. But yes, aging beautifully, ma'am.
I'm looking at your Instagram
Thank
now.
You.
Carson's right. You haven't aged. It's crazy. All right, well, everybody, check out the book. It's called Here We Go Again. It's recipes and inspiration to level up your leftovers. I'm going to go figure out if we have any cold pizza in the fridge and try to see what I can come up with using your idea.
It.
Tiffany Thiessen, thank you so much for joining us on the show. You are awesome.
Thanks for having me, you guys. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too.